It's so good to have you with us today again here at the CGMAP Prayer Line. We have a great lesson for you today. Yesterday we talked about not letting ourselves become those who are living out holiness by a set of rules or regulations, as we talked about not a set of rules being that which is defined within the New Testament culture of the church concerning holiness, as we investigated Hebrews chapter 11 and looked at all the regulations and etc. that people in the Old Covenant and in early Hebrew faith had to live by, which were unattainable basically. But through the grace of God in Christ, we have a better way, a new and everlasting covenant with better promises and better provisions. And by Him living inside us through the power of Christ in us, the hope of glory, we are at a place of being advantaged by the presence and the actual relevance of God within that helps us to be able to be more than conquerors through Christ, who strengthens us so that we can, by faith, see holiness become part of us, the very character of God. A few lessons ago, we talked about that holiness of God and how holiness and being holy is something unique with God in a very special and powerful way. And so we've been kind of working at this subject matter and on the theme that through the blood of Jesus, I am sanctified, made holy, and set apart to God, in considering consecration and holiness. Now, today, as we talk about holiness by faith, I want to remind you of the sevenfold aspects of the blood of Jesus that we've been studying from the beginning of the year, because in the midst of dealing so intricately sometimes with each and every one of these, we might lose track of the basic overview. The first one is that through the blood of Jesus, I am redeemed out of the hand of the devil. Second of all, that through the blood of Jesus, all my sins are forgiven. Third, that through the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, He continually cleanses me from all sin. Four, that through the blood of Jesus, I am justified, made righteous just as if I'd never sinned. And now the one we're on currently, that through the blood of Jesus, I am sanctified, made holy, set apart to God. And then we'll have two more left after this series is finished on this theme. My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, redeemed, cleansed by the blood of Jesus. And then finally, Satan has no place in me, no power over me, through the blood of Jesus. We can tell that revival is beginning to minister in people's hearts and lives, not so much by the fact that God is ministering and seeing healing and miracles in the body of Christ, which is wonderful, but the fact that God is calling people unto holiness and unto giving their hearts to God and recognizing the holiness of God and that He is divine and that there is an impartation of His grace that can take place through the New Testament birth that can help us to become more like Him and reflect God's love and God's mercy and God's kindness because of His unblemished character. Too many times we organize our meetings and have our revivals without that in mind, though. And we think about the miracles and we think about the manifestations and we think about who's going to, quote, commit their lives to God or get baptized. And not forgetting about what God wants to do, and that is to bring the people unto Himself, create relationship, and see us become whole in Him, with His unique holiness becoming a part of us, and then through faith seeing God work and build bridges and heal lives and touch the other aspects of our life in that abundant life that we begin to receive through walking with Him and in Him. We need to remember that healing is temporary, especially in the physical sense, and will help you to get through this life and this life only. We appreciate and thank God for healing. It's a part of covenant promise. But holiness is eternal. It is with you forever, like God is with us forever. And so to allow the Holy Spirit to become a part of us and to sense God's value and the work of the Holy Spirit through us is so essential and necessary for us to be really walking in the freedom wherewith Christ has set us free and being unentangled by the things of this world and feeling like something is always wrong. Amen. Being redeemed, being sanctified, being set apart for the power of God. Amen. Acts 20 verse 32 says, "So now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified." Give you an inheritance upon all those who are sanctified, quote, the set apart ones. I don't just want to be healed. I don't just want to know his name. I don't just want to be able to say, I think I got the doctrines in order, or I believe in one God, or whatever it might be. But I want to know that I have a relationship with him where his purity, his power, his Holy Spirit bathes through me. I'm transparent in his love. And that I have this inheritance with him as being one of those set apart for his service today and for him tomorrow and forevermore. The inheritance is for those who have been sanctified, set apart, received holiness through faith in God. This passage in Acts 20:32 talks about that heritage becoming a part of us, our lives, the church. Yet how is sanctification attained under God's better way, the new covenant? Jesus commissioned Saul of Tarsus when he first revealed himself to Saul, who later became Paul, and he said, I will deliver you from the Jewish people, as well as from the Gentiles, to whom I now send you, to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins, that's number one, and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. They're sanctified. They're made holy by what? Their works? The regulations they keep. The church label on their door, that they're Pentecostal, Presbyterian, Baptist, or whatever. Are any of those correct? No. Inheritance among those whom are sanctified by faith in me. Sanctified by faith in me. It's God in them. Christ in them, the hope of glory. It's the Lord proceeding forth and receiving him and taking hold of that which he has that makes all the difference in the world. Our trusting in him. To see the work done in our hearts and lives. To begin to emulate and to be put apart for the master service. You know, I don't use a spoon normally when I want to cut something with a knife. I don't use a fork normally if I'm going to get a bowl of cereal to eat my cereal. There's right utensils to take hold of that which I need. And in our personal lives, God has us for a defined purpose in his kingdom, his inheritance. And we need to recognize the fact that we have got to allow the Lord to make of us the vessels he desires, not out of my predisposition or what I think I should become, but wholly through faith and trusting him to become whatever the Lord would have me to be. Just because brother or sister and so-and-so is doing such a wonderful work of God, and I'd like to be like them, doesn't mean I am going to be like them. Just because I think it's great being a healing evangelist or this and that, I want to give myself over to that ministry. I want to serve the Lord in whatever capacity he chooses, and to honor his name, and to use best the gifts I have for his glory. But it first comes through faith in him, allowing his holiness, his character, through the Holy Spirit, be that which breathes from my life. We can be sanctified by keeping all the rules of the Old Testament? No. Maybe if we keep them all the time, if we're that good at it. But it's impossible for us as human beings who do not have the power of Christ in. And when you begin to live through Christ and his love, rules and regulations aren't the theme. They're not the standard. It's living out through the character of God your everyday life and sharing and bearing the love of Jesus with those around about you. Not by keeping a set of rules or those things and regulations we think we ought to, but honoring God through faith and the things that we should do and how we should live out our lives will be accordance to his covenant, his love, and who he is and what we become in surrendering ourselves to his work and allowing him to set us apart by faith in true holiness to God. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so very much for this word today. Touch and help us to take hold of what you desire. And Lord, I want to be that vessel you want me to be, and I want to be used of God. And I pray, O God, that I will recognize that and allow you to have your way with me as I'm sanctified in you and with you. And God, that through faith I'm taking upon the everlasting God in my heart and life in a way that his attribute, his character, his love flows through me. And then I am molded into that vessel of honor that you predisposed to make of me and a plan from the very foundation of the world. And that I can be used of God and be that cup or container that is filled with the Spirit. I pray your touch today. I pray your grace. And I pray that you would define my life in accordance to your will. And help me, Lord, where I have faltered and when I have failed to take hold of the things of God and to allow you to help me, to chastise me, to correct me, to strengthen me, to become what you want. Lord, we love the glory. We love the powerful services and the wonderful times that we can have in your presence and great fellowship. But it's in you and through you I live and move and have my being. And I want to have a relationship with you that I am not ashamed of, but I am blessed in and abide in. And I pray that that relationship with you would carry over to my family, my friends, my neighbors, my loved ones, and that, Lord, in Jesus' name, they would see you in me, and that, Lord, I can glorify your name in the earth. Through faith, I pray, oh God, let me take hold of your holiness today through the power of the Spirit of God within. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray this word was a blessing to you and encourages your soul. But I also pray it convicts your heart a bit, as it does mine. You know, we look at the church so many times and what it should be, but we miss out on what Christ wants us to be and how we have fellowship with God and one another and how we best can serve one another. And that's out of his holiness. That's out of his character. That's out of his Spirit. And it's there that we define our course and see the greater works or establishment or scene of the miracles that God desires, that we would be more like him. How many old revivalists back in the early days of America preached revivals, and it was known that the presence of God would come down and there would just be weeping and crying because people would recognize the presence of God in such a way, and they'd want their hearts to be availed and their lives to be cleansed. Therein started the revival in the hearts and lives that began to see them thrive in Christ and take hold of the kingdom of God. And in our hearts and lives, and in the church, it's never changed. We can have all that we want within the church that might look godly, might appear godly, might be for a nice service, but it's nothing. It's absolutely nothing without the presence and the love of God. Because what he can do in the hearts of men and women through the power of the Holy Spirit is so phenomenal that we could never, ever compare anything earthly or what we prescribe within a liturgy or a service to be like what God can do through us. Amen. When we let him. Amen. I'm going to preach another message if I keep going here. But God bless each and every one of you. This lesson blessed my soul. I hope it touched yours. If you need to reach us at CGMF, please do. Email us at cgminc@gmail.com. cgminc@gmail.com. Check our website out at cgminc.weebly.com. We have some great things there. Telephone number for the ministry, other things, address. Hey, touch base. Become part of one of our fellowship groups. We'd love to see you and enjoy. We're making changes as well. We have new groups to sign up for, and we hope that you will enjoy being in fellowship with us. God bless you today in Jesus' name.